A story from American experience.
At the turn of the century, the letter of the law and the morality of the society, which was setting itself up as a standard for New York City, was entirely hypocritical. And one married and one pretended to be monogamous, and monogamy was out of the question. And the richer you were, the freer you were to break the rules.
In 1906, the murder of Stanford White, New York architect and man about town, by Harry Thaw, heir to a Pittsburgh railroad fortune, was reported to the ends of the civilized globe. Much of the focus, however, was on Evelyn Nesbit, the beautiful showgirl in the center of the love triangle. It was a sensational murder story that had everything: money, power, class, love, rage, lust, and revenge. And as author Brendan Gill points out, it also had a stellar cast.
Stanford White was at every party. He was at all the openings of the theaters, of opera and everything else. He was well over 6 feet tall. He had reddish hair. He was extraordinarily handsome, vivid. He moved at top speed, so that even in the street, even watching this person, he was like a kind of apparition passing through the city at all times. And of course, he was also in what amounted to the gossip columns of those days, and we tend to think they didn't have gossip columns, and they had very powerful gossip columns, which were more scandalous than anything that we print nowadays. So he was one of the major figures known to exist in New York, and about whom a great mass of people revolved. Evelyn Nesbit, from the moment she arrived in New York, was one of the prettiest people that had ever been in New York. And she was not only with perfect features, but with soft, voluptuous, smiling mouth. And everybody wanted to take her a picture. She was photographed by everybody in kimonos, which were all the rage in those days, Japanese settings with parasols and everything, and also naked, and also looking into the camera saying, I dare you to think the thoughts that you were thinking. Thaw was a sadist of the first order, and he loved to whip her and beat her, draw blood. Even in middle age and old, when he was older, one of his favorite activities was squeezing small animals to death and then summoning bellboys and bellhops in hotels up to his room, beating them up and then giving them $100 not to say anything. He was a classic evil man, if there is such a thing, an evil in the world. But Evelyn was determined to marry him, determined to get a lot of money and to make good through him. The Stanford White case has lasted almost 100 years now because of the simplicity with which to which it was reduced by the needs of the press. And to try to speculate on the nature of Evelyn Nesbit's true feelings about Stanford White, or to try to speculate on the nature of White's own feelings in the last months of his life, when he had private detectives tailing Thaw, Thaw had private detectives tailing White, there was an increased sense of an emergency. Something awful was going to happen. Something awful was bound to happen. But it was just bound to be one of the great stories.
To learn more about the Stanford White murder, watch American Experience, Murder of the Century, Monday, March 20th on PBS. Check local listings for showtimes. Also, visit Murder of the Century online at pbs.org/American Experience.
Major funding for American Experience is provided by the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation. National corporate funding is provided by Liberty Mutual and the Scotts Company. American Experience is also made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and by public television viewers.